Matthew chapter 13, verse 52 is an interesting verse in my estimation. Jesus says, "Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder," I guess that means an owner of a house, "which bringeth," or at least somebody renting a house, "which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." Which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Therefore, every scribe, again, the verse says, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Now, notice a householder, somebody that has an apartment or house, has brought many things into that apartment or that home, okay? And they are able to take those things and bring them out of that home. For example, if you've got food in your fridge and you're a Christian, well, sometimes you may find yourself taking some out, putting a bag together of groceries out of your pantry and maybe your refrigerator or whatever, and going out and giving it to somebody else that's having a hard time, or somebody that's living on the street or whatever. So you have treasure in that house or in that apartment that you're able to bring out. Well, that's what Jesus is talking about here as a natural illustration of a scribe, somebody that is has prepared his heart and life and has been before the Lord in the Word and is now has resources of the Word deep and seasoned on the inside of him that he or she is able to bring forth out of the treasure of what's been laid up in his heart or her heart as they have set themselves aside apart unto the Lord to study, to show themselves approved, and to be a vessel unto honor and meet for the master's use, and which means fit to be used of the Lord. And prepared unto every good work. And that's how we prepare for ministry. It's not about going to Bible college or some seminary. I highly recommend you don't do that, beloved. That's just my personal opinion from pretty good amount of experience. But anyway, but that you learn of the Lord. You don't need a special school. You were entered into the school of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God the moment Jesus saved you. Hallelujah. And you're storing up treasure in your heart in this earthen vessel, 2 Corinthians 4:7, in order to bring forth things new and old, things out of the Old Testament, things out of the New, rich and full and divinely inspired to bless and to bring healing and wholeness and truth in the love of God to those around you. God bless you, friend. I want you to take special heed and note to that verse that we read. And there's so much more in that verse that you can uncover. The Lord will reveal to you. Matthew 13:52.